America Extension Almanac.
Sometimes it can be really frustrating to get rid of insect pests that are eating our vegetable produce or annoying us inside of our homes. It can also be easy to pick up a pesticide and spray whatever is bothering us to make it go away. Nebraska Extension urban entomologist Jody Green says there's a method called Integrated Pest Management, or IPM, that should be followed in order to change the environment or exclude the pest without using chemicals to solve the problem.
IPM stands for Integrated Pest Management, and it is the process or the practice of using a multitude or various different tactics to manage pests where you don't want them. And we want to do that in a way that we are being safe for non-targets. So the non-targets are anything we're not trying to control. So we want to reduce the impact of the pests. We want to reduce the plant injury to tolerable levels. And so we can't get rid of every insect there is, but we can do our best in using non-chemical and maybe chemical methods if needed to reduce the injury or damage to what we're trying to protect. And we also want to maintain a very healthy environment. It's not just protecting pets and people, but also the environment, water, food, etc. So there's concern that the process of IPM isn't effective or just takes too long or costs too much money. But it is effective, and it's effective for the long term. You may need to put some money into it in the beginning, but what will happen over time is you'll have to spend less money and less time trying to fix the insect populations that pop up because you will have done more for prevention. And so when we talk about IPM, there's a couple tactics, and those are cultural, mechanical, biocontrol, and then chemical. So it's not that pesticide isn't part of an IPM program. It's just one portion of it. So think about it as if you were sick, you had a cold, you know, don't just take some medicine. You want to maybe take a day off, take a nap, take some rest, have some chicken soup, orange juice. That's kind of like IPM. You're using different methods on making yourself feel better. And so you've got a pest. Can you remove that pest? How can we prevent these pests if you've had in the past? If it's a vegetable garden, can we plant maybe those seedlings when they're a little older? Can we transplant when they're a little older, bigger, after the like wave of squash bugs is big? Can we plant after that? Can we use floating row covers to protect fly insects from coming in and getting those plants? Can we maybe till so that if there are insects overwintering in the ground, if we're tilling that soil, maybe we'll break up some pupae and those won't be as, you know, a big pest that season. When it comes to mechanical, that means using a device or a trap. So netting. It can also mean hand-picking those beetles off your plant and putting them in, you know, soapy water. It can mean excluding things from a garden or any place you don't want them. It, you know, netting, bird spike, all of those things to prevent a pest from getting into that area. And then biocontrol, that's conserving our natural enemies and beneficials. And also that chemical would be a last resort.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IANR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.